Urban Foraging, Finding Food in the City by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024. IQ Self LLC, all rights reserved. Introduction. In a world where unpredictability has become the new norm, preparing for SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios isn't just for survivalists living off the grid. Urban preppers, those who navigate the concrete jungles of our cities, face unique challenges, particularly when it comes to securing food. With grocery shelves quickly cleared out in emergencies and supply chains becoming increasingly fragile, urban foraging emerges as a critical skill. This report aims to be your down-to-earth guide in the art of urban foraging. No fluff, just practical advice on how to find edible resources in the cityscape. Think of it as your classified dossier, minus the spy gadgets and melodrama. We're here to provide clear, actionable strategies that can turn a daunting task into a manageable one. Whether you're facing a power outage, civil unrest, or any other SHTF scenario, knowing how to source food in an urban environment could make all the difference. Urban foraging is not just a trendy buzzword. It's an essential skill for anyone serious about preparedness. According to recent statistics, over 55% of the world's population now lives in urban areas, a figure projected to rise in the coming decades. With increasing urbanization, the need for self-reliance in city environments is more pressing than ever. Recent events have only underscored this urgency. From natural disasters to global pandemics, we've seen firsthand how quickly our everyday systems can falter. In such times, having the knowledge and skills to forage for food in an urban setting isn't just beneficial, it's crucial. Let's dive into the heart of urban foraging and equip you with the tools and insights needed to thrive, even when the world around you is anything but predictable. Basics of urban foraging. What is urban foraging? Urban foraging involves harvesting wild plants and other natural resources within city environments, allowing individuals to connect with nature amidst urban life. It's like transforming your city's green spaces into your personal grocery store, minus the checkout lines. Many urban foragers seek out edible plants, fruits, and herbs that thrive in parks, sidewalks, and vacant lots, discovering hidden gems in their neighborhoods. This practice not only promotes sustainability by utilizing local resources, but also encourages a deeper appreciation for the biodiversity that exists in urban settings. Whether it's foraging for dandelion greens or wild berries, urban foraging offers a unique way to engage with the environment and enjoy fresh, organic produce right from your backyard. Significance in survival situations. When traditional food supplies hit a snag, think the aftermath of a hurricane, where grocery shelves are bare, or even a more whimsical scenario like a zombie apocalypse, urban foraging can become your go-to solution for reliable grub. This practice not only provides sustenance, but also turns the mundane act of gathering food into something magical. It transforms every park, vacant lot, and even the edges of sidewalks into a potential pantry filled with nature's bounty. Imagine discovering wild herbs, edible flowers, and fruit-bearing plants right in your neighborhood. So, grab your basket and hit the streets. You might just stumble upon a new favorite snack, like sweet blackberries or tangy dandelion greens, or at least some interesting salad toppings that you can brag about at dinner parties. Embracing urban foraging not only connects you with your local environment, but also encourages creativity in the kitchen as you explore new flavors and ingredients. Principles and ethics of foraging in urban settings. Respect for nature. Only take what you need and ensure you're not harming the ecosystem. Remember, you're not the only one eyeing those dandelions. Appreciate the beauty around you without overindulging. Think of it as nature's version of window shopping. This isn't legal considerations. Be aware of local laws regarding foraging. Some areas may have restrictions, especially in public parks. Getting fined for picking weeds is just embarrassing. Do your homework first. It's a lot less painful than explaining to friends why you got a ticket for eco-crime. Safety first. Accurately identify plants and avoid areas that may be contaminated with pollutants or pesticides. You want dinner, not a trip to the ER. A wild salad is delightful. A toxic salad, not so much. Identifying edible plants. Common edible plants found in urban areas. Dandelions, Taraxacum officinale. Identification tips: look for bright yellow flowers with jagged leaves forming a rosette at the base. Description: entirely edible, dandelions can be used in salads, teas, or even cooked dishes. The leaves are slightly bitter but packed with nutrients. Purslane, Portulaca oleracea. Identification tips: recognize it by its small, thick, and succulent leaves with red stems, typically found sprawling close to the ground. Description: rich in omega-3 fatty acids. This plant's leaves have a slightly tangy flavor, great for salads and stir-fries. Wild garlic, Allium ursinum. Identification tips: look for broad, lance-shaped leaves with a strong garlic smell. Clusters of star-shaped white flowers appear in spring. Description: both leaves and flowers are edible, offering a mild garlic flavor perfect for pesto, soups, or seasoning. Chickweed, Stellaria media. Identification tips: small, star-shaped white flowers and tender green leaves distinguish this delicate plant. Description: mild and slightly sweet, chickweed can be eaten raw in salads or cooked like spinach. Nettle, Urtica dioica. Identification tips: identify nettles by their serrated, heart-shaped leaves and tiny stinging hairs. Handle with gloves. Description: once blanched or cooked, nettles lose their sting and can be used in soups, teas, or as a spinach substitute. Wood sorrel, Oxalis spp. Identification tips: this plant has clover-like leaves and small, bell-shaped yellow flowers. Description: with a tangy, lemony flavor, wood sorrel is a refreshing addition to salads and garnishes. Identification tips: look for distinctive features. Pay attention to unique characteristics such as leaf shape, flower color, and plant size. Smell and taste cautiously. Some edible plants have distinctive aromas. Always taste test cautiously after confirming identification. Use reliable resources. Consult foraging books or mobile apps for accurate identification and safety information. By learning to identify these common urban edibles, you'll not only expand your culinary horizons, but also deepen your connection with the natural world around you. Foraging for fruits and vegetables. Urban gardens and community plots. Description: many cities have community gardens where volunteers grow fruits and vegetables. Sometimes these gardens have surplus produce that's free for the taking. Tip: always check with garden coordinators before harvesting. Think of it as asking permission to crash a party. Politeness goes a long way. Abandoned lots and overgrown spaces. Description: these areas can be surprising gold mines for wild edibles. Look for fruit trees, berry bushes, and hardy vegetables that have taken root in neglected spaces. Tip: be mindful of property boundaries and potential contaminants. No one wants to bite into an apple with a side of lead. Public parks and green spaces. Description: some parks are home to edible plants and trees. Keep an eye out for fruit trees like mulberry, plum, or even the occasional cherry. Tip: local laws might restrict foraging in public parks. A quick check on the rules can save you from an awkward conversation with a park ranger. Alleyways and fence lines. Description: surprisingly, alleyways can host a variety of edible plants. Grapevines, blackberry bushes, and rogue tomato plants often thrive in overlooked areas. Tip: watch for signs of pesticide use or pollution. Your scavenged salad shouldn't glow in the dark. Friends and neighbors' yards. Description: many people have fruit trees or vegetable plots that produce more than they can consume. Often, they're happy to share. Tip: offer to help with yard work in exchange for some of the harvest. It's like a barter system, but with tomatoes instead of livestock. Seasonal availability and harvesting techniques. Spring. Available produce, wild garlic, chickweed, dandelions, and nettles. Harvesting tips. Use gloves for nettles and gather in the morning when plants are freshest. Summer. Available produce, berries, blackberries, raspberries, purslane, and various herbs. Harvesting tips. Pick berries early in the day to avoid the heat. Rinse thoroughly to remove any city dust. Autumn. Available produce, apples, pears, plums, and late season greens. Harvesting tips. Shake trees gently to dislodge ripe fruits. Use a basket with a shoulder strap. Your back will thank you. Winter. Available produce, some hardy greens like kale and certain root vegetables if you're lucky. Harvesting tips. Look for frost-resistant varieties. Dig carefully to avoid damaging roots. Foraging in the city might seem unconventional, but it brings a sense of adventure and connection to your urban environment. Plus, there's nothing quite like the thrill of turning a corner and finding a hidden bounty of ripe fruit. Happy hunting! Sources of protein. Potential sources of protein. Nuts and seeds. Description. These are your best friends in the urban wild. Common finds include walnuts, acorns, once properly leached, and sunflower seeds. Where to find? Look for walnut trees in old neighborhoods and parks. Acorns can be gathered from oak trees, while sunflower seeds might be found in community gardens or even sprouting randomly. How to prepare? For walnuts, simply crack them open and enjoy. Acorns need to be soaked and leached to remove tannins before consumption. Sunflower seeds can be roasted for a crunchy treat. Edible weeds with protein content. Description. Some weeds like lamb's quarters and amaranth pack a decent protein punch. Where to find? These hardy plants often grow in disturbed soils, along sidewalks, and in vacant lots. How to prepare? Use leaves in salads or cook as you would spinach. Seeds from amaranth can be toasted or ground into flour. Small animals and insects. Description. While it might not be everyone's first choice, small game and insects are excellent protein sources. Where to find? Squirrels and pigeons can be found in abundance in most urban settings. Edible insects like crickets and grasshoppers might be located in parks and green spaces. How to prepare? Trapping small game requires skill and ethical considerations. Ensure you're following local laws. Insects can be roasted or sautéed and used as a crunchy topping for salads or soups. Urban fishing. Description. Many cities have rivers, lakes, or ponds stocked with fish. Where to find? Check out urban water bodies where fishing is permitted. Common catches include catfish, tilapia, and carp. How to prepare? Clean and gut the fish, then grill, bake, or fry. Make sure to adhere to local health advisories regarding fish consumption from urban waters. Practical tips for locating and preparing protein sources. Nuts and seeds. Identify trees and plants. Learn to recognize key nut-bearing trees and seed-producing plants. Field guides or mobile apps can help. Harvesting. Collect nuts and seeds in the fall when they are abundant. Use a sturdy bag or basket for gathering. Preparation. Follow specific preparation methods to enhance taste and safety. For example, leach acorns thoroughly to remove bitterness. Foraging weeds. Identification. Properly identify protein-rich weeds using reliable resources. Mistakes can be costly. Harvesting. Pick young leaves for the best flavor and nutritional value. Avoid areas with heavy pesticide use. Preparation. Wash thoroughly and incorporate into your meals. Experiment with different cooking methods for variety. Hunting small game and insects. Ethical considerations. Always hunt legally and ethically. Respect wildlife and only take what you need. Trapping and catching. Learn basic trapping techniques for small game. For insects, simple traps or hand catching can be effective. Cooking. Cook game meat thoroughly to avoid any health risks. Insects can be roasted or sautéed for added flavor. Fishing. Regulations. Check local fishing regulations and obtain required permits. Techniques. Basic fishing gear and knowledge of bait types will improve your chances. Early mornings and late evenings are often the best times. Cooking. Clean fish carefully to avoid contamination. Try various recipes to find your favorite way to prepare your catch. Foraging for protein in urban settings may seem daunting, but with a little knowledge and respect for your environment, it can be a rewarding way to supplement your diet and connect with nature. Happy hunting and gathering. Safety considerations. Avoid pollutants. Description. Urban areas can be rife with pollutants, from vehicle exhaust to industrial runoff. Tip. Steer clear of foraging near busy roads, factories, or other sources of contamination. Trust us, you don't want a side of lead with your dandelion salad. Identify toxic plants. Description. Many plants look similar, but some can be harmful or even deadly if consumed. Tip. Always double-check plant identification using reliable resources. If in doubt, leave it out. Mistakes in foraging can be costly. Your taste buds and stomach will thank you. Wear protective gear. Description. Some plants can cause skin irritation or have thorns. Tip. Gloves and long sleeves are your best friends. They help prevent unwanted scrapes and rashes. Stay informed. Description. Local environments and regulations can change. Tip. Keep up to date with local environmental reports and community guidelines. It's like checking the weather, but for your dinner. Sustainability. Description. Overharvesting can harm the environment and reduce plant availability. Tip. Only take what you need and ensure plants can continue to thrive. Think of it as leaving enough cookies in the jar for others. Leave no trace. Description. Your foraging should have minimal impact on the environment. Tip. Clean up after yourself and avoid damaging plants and habitats. The goal is to coexist with nature, not conquer it. Preserving and storing foraged food. Methods for preserving and storing foraged food. Drying. Description. A great method for herbs, berries, and mushrooms. Technique. Spread items on a drying rack in a well-ventilated area or use a dehydrator. Store dried goods in airtight containers to keep them fresh. Canning. Description. Ideal for fruits, vegetables, and even some greens. Technique. Use proper canning techniques and equipment to avoid contamination. Sterilize jars and follow tested recipes for safety. Pickling. Description. Adds flavor and extends the shelf life of many vegetables. Technique. Use vinegar, salt, and spices to create brine. Submerge vegetables completely and store in the refrigerator or process for long-term storage. Freezing. Description. Suitable for most fruits, vegetables, and some herbs. Technique. Blanch vegetables before freezing to maintain color and texture. Use freezer-safe bags or containers and label them with dates, recipes, and cooking tips. Simple recipes using foraged ingredients. Dandelion green salad. Ingredients: fresh dandelion greens, olive oil, lemon juice, salt, pepper. Instructions: wash and chop dandelion greens. Toss with olive oil, lemon juice, salt, and pepper. Serve immediately. Purslane stir fry. Ingredients: purslane, garlic, soy sauce, sesame oil. Instructions: saute minced garlic and sesame oil until fragrant. Add purslane and stir fry until tender. Drizzle with soy sauce and serve over rice. Nettle soup. Ingredients: nettle leaves, potatoes, onions, vegetable broth, cream. Instructions: saute chopped onions until translucent. Add cubed potatoes, nettle leaves, and vegetable broth. Simmer until potatoes are tender. Blend until smooth and swirl in some cream before serving. Cooking tips to maximize limited resources. Batch cooking. Tip: prepare large quantities of foraged ingredients at once and store for later use. This saves time and makes mealtime easier. Flavor boosters. Tip: use herbs and spices to enhance the flavor of simple dishes. Even a basic soup can be transformed with the right seasoning. Creative combinations. Tip: combine forage foods with pantry staples to create unique meals. For example, mix wild greens with pasta or add berries to oatmeal. By following these guidelines, you can safely and legally enjoy the bounty that urban foraging has to offer. Plus, preserving and cooking your finds can turn a simple walk in the park into a culinary adventure. Summarize key findings. In our exploration of urban foraging, we've delved into a plethora of practical strategies and considerations to make your foraging experience both fruitful and safe. Here are the standout points. Diverse edible plants. We identified common urban edibles such as dandelions, purslane, wild garlic, chickweed, nettles, and wood sorrel, providing tips for proper identification and use. Foraging locations. Our guide covered ideal spots for finding wild or neglected fruits and vegetables, from community gardens and abandoned lots to public parks and alleyways. Safety and legal considerations. We emphasize the importance of avoiding pollutants, identifying toxic plants, and respecting local laws and private properties. Responsible foraging ensures sustainability and minimal environmental impact. Protein sources. Highlighted potential protein sources, including nuts, seeds, small animals, and fish, along with practical advice on locating and preparing these foods. Preserving and storing food. Discussed methods like drying, canning, pickling, and freezing to extend the shelf life of foraged goods. Recipes and cooking tips. Shared simple recipes and culinary advice to make the most of your foraged ingredients, ensuring delicious and nutritious meals. Implications or recommendations based on findings. Urban foraging, when approached with knowledge and respect, can significantly enhance your connection to nature and diversify your diet. Here's what you should consider moving forward. Stay informed and prepared. Always arm yourself with reliable resources for plant identification and keep abreast of local foraging regulations. This vigilance will help you avoid any legal or health-related pitfalls. Respect and sustainability. Adopt a mindful approach to foraging, taking only what you need and ensuring that plants and ecosystems remain undisturbed. Sustainable practices today ensure bountiful foraging opportunities tomorrow. Community engagement. Engage with local foraging groups or community gardens. Sharing knowledge and resources can enrich your foraging experience and foster a supportive community around urban foraging. Expand your culinary horizons. Use your foraged finds creatively in the kitchen. Experimenting with new recipes not only makes mealtime exciting, but also maximizes the nutritional benefits of your harvest. Urban foraging offers a unique blend of adventure, sustainability, and culinary delight. It's about more than just finding free food. It's about reconnecting with the natural world amidst the concrete jungle. By following the guidelines in this report, you'll not only gather edible treasures, but also contribute to a more sustainable and mindful way of living. Remember, foraging is a journey, not just a destination. Each walk through the city can uncover new surprises and deepen your appreciation for the resilience and bounty of nature right under our noses. So grab a basket, head outside, and start exploring the edible wonders of your urban environment. Happy foraging.